Praise God. I'm stealing Father Jim's thunder because he generously gave up his mini teaching so that we could share with you about our international conference that we attended in California back in October, October 5th to the 8th. The theme of the conference was the fifth luminous mystery, the institution of the Eucharist. There were nearly 400 women there from all over the world. Almost every chapter was represented. The Eucharistic theme offered an opportunity to honor the priesthood. You know, there's no Eucharist without the priesthood, is there, ladies? We had over 24 spiritual directors there. Several priests from the area also attended to help concelebrate the masses and offer reconciliation and ministry over the weekend. It was a beautiful time. Thursday night, we had a prayer meeting led by Maria Vidia. Remember, how many that were here with Maria Vidia? It was a full body praise and worship praise rally. Okay, Thursday night, it was a great way to come together. We all danced like David danced before the Lord, and it was a wonderful way to begin the weekend. But Friday we got down to business. Friday we looked at the overview. We had a PowerPoint of the overview of the ministry. We've got over 100 chapters throughout the world, several in formation. What, 10 or so in formation, Jackie? The ministry is growing leaps and bounds. Friday afternoon we had workshops where we all split off into our respective jobs, like treasurers and assistant coordinators, spiritual directors, and we worked. But the evening session Friday, John Atbenkovich talked, and I want to come back to that a little bit later. Because I think that's a little bit important. Saturday, we had a go day. We bopped on buses. We went down the Pacific Coast Highway, the scenic route. We went to the San Juan Capistrano Mission, where we celebrated the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary, the 36th anniversary of this ministry. Okay? Beautiful mission. Beautiful mission. We heard a wonderful witness there on the altar of a quadriplegic woman who shared and witnessed to God's grace in her life. It was unbelievable. Then we went to Christ Cathedral, where we had an adoration and a healing service and reconciliation. And Saturday evening, we had the Magnificat meal with Father Don Calloway and his mother. They're from West Virginia originally. They said they were from rural West Virginia, so we bopped right up after he gave his witness. We wanted to know where in rural West Virginia they were from. And they said Clarksburg. I was like, Clarksburg? Clarksburg's a city. No, it's small. He's written many books on the rosary. He was hysterically funny. We've got him here for sale today. Mary was kind enough to bring several, so I just wanted to show you Champions of the Rosary, and this is a smaller version of Champions of the Rosary, but they're here today, and he became a priest because of Our Lady, solely because of her. Sunday morning, Kathleen Beckman spoke on contemplative prayer, and that I want to talk about a little bit too, but Sister Regina Gorham gave a beautiful, tender witness of her call to religious life. And then they prayed for all the priests there, and they had the closing mass. And that's the weekend in a nutshell. But the two bookends of the heart of the message of the week of the weekend were Friday night's John Atbenkovich's talk, and I think Sunday morning Kathleen Beckman's talk. Johnette's talk was very prophetic, and Kathleen's was more of a teaching. And time does not allow me to really go into detail about what these talks were about. But I can give you a little tip of the iceberg, a little taste of the content. What I'm going to give you is like a little teaser, because we called St. Joseph's Press, and we dickered with them a little bit and bought 100 CDs of each of those talks because we felt they were so important. It's a very strong message to women, okay, that we need to hear. I know the first time I heard the talk, I heard one thing, and when I put the CD in and listened to it again, I heard another. There's a lot in there. And we did pay for them, And if you want to make a donation, that's fine. If you don't want to make a donation, we want you each to please take one of Kathleen's and one of Johnette's talks on your way out there at this table back here.
If you promise to listen to them.
If you promise to listen to them. You know, just tell yourself, I'm going to listen to this before Thanksgiving. I'm going to listen to one during Advent. You will not be disappointed. Johnette, hers was titled Mary and the Eucharist, and she began with this beautiful prayer to divest ourselves of any preconceived ideas or notions we have about God's will for the church and to surrender ourselves to his will. She exhorted us to believe that we are entering a new time. It's a new time. Isaiah says, see, I'm doing something new. Do you not perceive it? It's this new dispensing of graces, this powerful dispensing of graces that is coming forth in the world right now. God is about to do a great and mighty work in us, both exteriorly and interiorly. But she really believes it's the interior, that hidden work that he does inside of us, that's really going to move forward and win battles. It's that what wins the battles is that display of power that comes from that interior movement of our growth inside us. This is what God's been working on, and this is what he's ready to burst forth. Okay? Both she and Kathleen said, for a time like this and for what is coming. Nobody knows what's coming, but we're being prepared for what is coming. Listen to what, and they both quoted the council's address to women. At the Second Vatican Council closing ceremony, Pope Paul VI had made an address to women. And he said, the hour is coming, in fact has come, when the vocation of woman is being achieved in its fullness. Now this was in 1965. How many years ago was that? The hour in which woman acquires in the world an influence, an effect, and a power never hitherto achieved. That is why at this moment, when the human race is undergoing so deep a transformation, women impregnated with the spirit of the gospel can do so much to aid mankind in not falling. She exhorted us that it is no longer a time for complacency. It is not a time for timidity. It is not a time for lagging behind or for fear. But we have to step forward in holy boldness. We have to know who we are in Christ. And we have been chosen to be great saints if we say yes. Okay? She had such an urgency to her message. It's like the time is now, people. The time is now, okay? But we have to yield to that grace that's pouring forth from Our Lady and the Holy Spirit. It's get under the spout. She said, get under the spout, that water that we're talking about. It's there, but we just have to get under the spout. She quoted a visionary, Madeleine Porsat, from the 1800s, who alluded to the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This is what Madeleine Porsat said. God is sending the triumphant spirit with Mary. She comes with legions of angels. The elect, us, must fervently rise up to meet the angels of God. There will be many holy women and only a few Johns to bring forth new times and new ways. Many holy women and only a few Johns to bring forth the new ways. We have been chosen to move in resurrection power, but we must surrender, prepare, and yield to those graces that are being poured out. And there's so much more, but I just don't have time. You've got to get the CD and listen to it, okay? Kathleen Beckman on Sunday morning talked about one of the objectives of Magnificat is the spiritual maternity of priests, to pray for them, to make sacrifices for them. And she took us to the scene of the cross with Mary Magdalene and John. And she said that God's glory was made manifest in the messiness of the cross. You know, you think about that. God's glory was made manifest in the messiness of the cross. And how the church now is calling us in this hour to the cross by offering everything to God for the salvation of souls. You know, we can do that. We can do that. Everything, we can offer it up for the salvation of souls, okay? She also talked about the deep mystical transformation of women into the motherhood of Mary that happened at the cross. How that happens to us. It's like, I never thought of that before. It was very profound. She said the spiritual motherhood is barely known, barely understood, and rarely lived. How sad. And she quoted from one of the last paragraphs of Second Vatican Council, its message to women. Listen to this. Lastly, women in trial. Who's that? Women in trial who stand upright at the foot of the cross like Mary. You who so often in history have given to men the strength to battle to the very end and to give witness to the point of martyrdom. Aid them now still once more to retain courage in their great undertakings, while at the same time maintaining patience and an esteem for humble beginnings. She quoted Edith Stein, who said, when piety dies out in women, the very fabric of society is threatened. I think we've kind of seen that. But Edith Stein also said, women are the special weapon of God against evil. Us little old weak women are the special weapon of God against evil. Because we know how to pray. We know who our God is. We are God's provision at this moment in time. The world is about to turn. She also said that adoration is the privilege of the church triumphant and the duty of the church militant. And our prayer is a response of God in us. And through adoration, we become what we behold. The main thing I remembered from this talk when I first heard it was not about the spiritual motherhood, but it was this when she quoted Father Bamante. Kathleen Beckman teaches at Munstein University in Chicago, and she's also on a team of exorcists. She does exorcisms and deliverance ministry, but one of the priests, Father Bamante, is an exorcist. He said on the rosary, oh, how the demons hate Mary. So much so that they can't even say her name. They say that one, her. She is killing us with that chain, the rosary. The more we pierced her heart, the more she killed us. And how they just roil against her. How much they hate her. Because she's so humble. It's a beautiful thing. The rosary is such an effective weapon against evil. How we need to pick it up and use it. There were other additional themes to the conference, themes that permeated it, about the way forward. How do we move forward? I was putzing around the house the other day, and I wasn't really praying the rosary, I was just praying a Hail Mary, and I said, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee, and it was just like this, the Lord is with me. I took pause. My whole body just stopped, and I could feel this almost reverberation physically within me. And it was like, the Lord is with thee. I'd never thought of the Lord is with me as an exterior thing. I'd always thought, the Lord is with thee because Jesus was in her womb, because she was full of grace, kind of an interior thing. It was the first time I was ever able to think of, the Lord is with thee. Like, she is moving forward. He is with thee. And I had to actually stop. I wanted to go get a copy of the Hail Mary to make sure that I was, it's like I'd never heard it before. The Lord is with thee. But it was a sense that the Lord is with thee as she is moving forward, gathering her army of prayers, prayer warriors, the women for the such a time as this, for what is coming, that she's gathering us forward into her army, under her mantle, to save mankind. So that way forward, but we have to prepare, we have to surrender. The theme of empowerment and the graces, and the theme of the triumph of the Immaculate Heart. This is what we brought home to share with you from this conference. You see, this ministry is not just about having a nice breakfast. We like to have a nice breakfast. Breakfast is one of my favorite meals. But this is a ministry of prayer. It's always been a ministry of prayer. It's a ministry of empowerment in the Holy Spirit for the salvation of souls. It's a ministry where we try to share with our sisters how to live a life of victory in the power of the Holy Spirit through the intercession of Our Lady for the glory of God the Father in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We believe in this mission, and that's why we continually ask you for your support to serve on committees, to serve in prayer, to support us financially, because really the $20 doesn't cover what this meal costs and what it takes us to put on. So what we ask you to do right now, take a moment, ask the Lord how he wants you to support this ministry today. Maybe he wants you to take that Holy Hour Adoration card. Have an hour before the Blessed Sacrament and then pass it on to someone who you love. Maybe he wants you to fill out that blue questionnaire of how you want to serve in that capacity. Maybe he wants you to fill out a check to Morgantown Magnificat. Cash is good too. We'll take both. But the most important and integral part of this ministry is prayer. We do ask you to pray and keep up your prayers. So I want to thank you for coming. Thank you for being open to the power of the Holy Spirit in your life, for being one of Our Lady's soldiers. Take a moment, ask the Lord how he wants you to serve. We'll pass the basket, and as we pause and wait, we'll prepare for the next thing, which is, what are we doing next? Yeah, we'll have our intercessory. Oh, yes. Go ahead and ask the Lord what he wants you to give, and then we will take up the intercessory prayers and your donations in a minute. Okay? Thank you so much. God bless you.